My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague visit with the insiders that are covering the stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is poured by Pelican Brewing. Be ready for your next afternoon vacation with Beak Breaker Tropical. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach.
All right, Daily Ticker time brought to you by Pelican Brewing. Visit pelicanbrewing.com for more details on locations, events, award-winning beers. Independently brewed since 1996, Pelican Brewing, born at the beach. It looks like sometimes in modern recruiting, verbal commitments stick. Doesn't always happen.
Makes me nervous every time.
You got to get to signing day. It's never a guarantee. You get the verbal commitment, and then on signing day, you're just, who else is giving you a call? Could you flip somewhere else? Is he going to Mobile? Is it Birmingham? I don't know where it's going to be.
What's the NIL like?
I think our recruiting pitch, it worked, and the verbal commitment stuck. It is signing day. Josh Pate joining us again at Late Kick. Josh, the host of Late Kick Live, Late Kick Podcast every Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday tonight at 5 o'clock our time live on YouTube. Josh, do you read me? Do you copy? Are you there?
Yeah, it was a tough day yesterday. I went about my day, and you know, people just come up to you during the day at the gym or at work and say, hey, how you doing? And they expect I'm good. Well, yesterday they got I'm not doing so well. No. And then they asked why, and I just said, you wouldn't understand. But really, it all stemmed from what happened yesterday morning.
It was devastating for everybody involved.
I mean, I was ready for a 15-minute conversation about Clint Black. I liked the direction we were going, and then the phone cut out. I was all jacked up, man. I was ready to talk country music with you.
Ironically, you know, Clint Black was one of the people at the gym who I told my day sucked to. So, yeah, it is what it is. I like the rain. I fell for it yesterday.
You, I actually find you to be probably one of the more nicer people. I remember reaching out to you years ago, and you responded pretty quickly. You've always been very kind to us out west, and now we got a Big Ten team, and, you know, we got a looming Power Four team in Oregon State maybe one day, hopefully. What is the most awkward time somebody has come up to talk to you? Like, are we talking like mid-curl, like Pate's pushing through, it's the eighth rep of the set, he's got the 80s in each hand, he's getting his Arnold on in midway, love the show, man, how you doing? Like, what is the most weirdest random interaction you've had?
This is very easy answer. It's when you're wrapping up at the urinal and someone starts a conversation. I'm talking post-zip, reach for the flush, someone says, bro, I wanted to run something by you. Well, not here, you don't. Oh, yes. No, I do. Right here. Hear me out. 2.5 minutes on Penn State.
The worst would be them
your
looking.
Your James Franklin takes piss me off, Josh.
The worst would be you're in that situation that you could tell they're kind of side-eyeing you in the Penn State, huh? And you're just like, oh, this is weird. I don't know what to do right now.
Make an awkward eye
contact. Yeah, and sometimes we don't even have the dividers between us. It's a trough situation.
Yeah, what's with you guys in the South? I experienced this for the first time at Nebraska. I went to the Oregon-Nebraska game, and I really had to go. And here I am, just me and eight dudes at a trough. It just is a very interesting experience.
Well, at least it wasn't circular. What do you have against community, by the way? That's the heart. That's the pulse of a community.
Well, quite literally could be the pulse. Depends on the time of day.
Yeah, the circular trough is a big... That's when you get into some issues, man. Everybody's out, everybody's open, and everybody's looking at each other. Let's get to some football, shall we? So Oregon's going to the Big Ten. You talk about this a lot on your show. We hear from it, and I know you hear from it as well, of the... Who is Dan Lanning beaten? What has Dan Lanning won? Why is Dan Lanning getting all of this attention and all of this hype? I'm a golf guy, and I like to go down the belief of it's not he hasn't, or it's not that he can't, it's that he hasn't yet. Like Xander Schauffele was this way a year ago in golf. Just hadn't won a major. It didn't mean he couldn't. He just hadn't done it yet. When you see a lot of that, and I'm sure Dan Lanning's not the only coach, how frustrating is it to you to look at some of these guys young in their career and realize they've only been a coach for 1 or 2 years, but that's already the narrative out there?
Oh, well, it's not frustrating to me because it assures I'll always have a job. Because if a lot of people think like that, then at least my voice will stand out a little bit. But it stuns me in one way, and it doesn't stun me in another way. The people think like that. I call it 10 or trash mentality, where you're either racking up national titles like Nick Saban or Kirby Smart, or you suck. There are no rungs on the ladder. There is no really good, pretty good, above average. That's the way a normal scale, a sliding scale, would work. In this world, it's you're either a multiple-time championship winner or you haven't won anything. Like, what has he won? And I'll tell you where that's really going to bite some folks. We're coming out of this Nick Saban era where the word dynasty got thrown around, and rightly so. That was probably the best one we've ever seen in college football. I doubt we'll see dynasties again. If by dynasty people mean winning multiple titles over a certain year period, just because the era of the portal, NIL plus expanded playoff all happening at the same time spreads things so much thinner that it may be impossible. And so what we're doing is we got Nick Saban 5 minutes behind us. That era, 5 minutes behind us, it's the lasting image in people's minds. Everyone's going to be held to that standard. So if you hadn't done what he's done, like, what have you really won? And it's ludicrous. So with Lanning, I mean, 3 years in, entering a third year, to be shouting, what has this guy won, is mind-boggling to me. To look at their talent acquisition, to look at all the indicators, in other words, that usually foretell winning down the road in a big way, he's got all of them. And yet, time and time again, for 150 years, people have watched this sport and not learned anything, apparently. So I guess Dan Lanning hasn't won anything. And also, by the way, guys, I guess if you haven't literally put a national title on your mantle within 2 years, you're just incapable of doing it? Is that the logic that I'm supposed to be buying into when I dare to talk up Dan Lanning and someone comes back with, well, he hasn't won anything? What am I supposed to even do? Am I supposed to say, all right, 8-4 at best, let's move on?
Guy's a bum.
There's a famous video of you seeing Lanning at a game, and I can't remember if it was, it may have been last year.
It was the Washington game.
It was
last
the Washington
year.
Game, and yep. There was a video, and you guys were given nucks.
I'm sure Husky fan let you forget that.
Oh,
one.
I'm sure. But like, I would imagine your relationship started not in Eugene. It started when he was probably at Georgia, and maybe even before that at somewhere like Memphis. I don't know, but I'd imagine you've known each other for a little bit. I'm curious, Kirby says something and it makes waves. And Saban kind of had that mantle and may still have that mantle, but he's gone now, right? He's not coaching in the sport. It might be Kirby, but Georgia's had a very troubling off the field off season. But Kirby even mentions Dan's name. And then Big Ten Media Day's here, and there's a floating duck in a river, and Lanning is saying all the things, and now they've got this docuseries about that team out west. I'm curious, are you surprised, knowing Lanning as long as you have, that in a weird way, he hasn't won yet, and I think I would put him at or near the top of probably biggest voices in the sport already?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
That's a good way to put it. So two things. Number one, I agree with you. I think not just Dan, but the folks around him have a really good broad sense of the game. You know, he is a football coach, but at the same time, you're a major face. You're a major player in the second biggest sport in America. And so some guys get that and some guys don't. Some guys have no interest in getting that. Some guys want to be football coaches, and that's completely fine. But there is a whole lot higher ceiling. There's more oxygen in the room than just wearing the whistle around your neck when you have that head coaching title. I think they get that. A lot of that is indicated in the stuff you talked about. You never go too long in this sport without hearing either his name or hearing University of Oregon or hearing something about them in the main frame of the conversation. I mean, they haven't played a game in the Big Ten yet. They're the second or at worst third most talked about team in the Big Ten right now. I guarantee you Oregon's talked about more than Penn State. And Penn State's been there forever. So that's not an accident. The second thing, and this is something to watch going forward, I talked to Kirby about this when we had him on the show in the spring. With Saban out of the room, that voice, that face that everyone used to look to be like the mouthpiece for college football is not there as an active head coach. So who fills that void? And people think that's insignificant. It is very significant because if you don't have smart, informed people as major voices at the table, you'll still have voices at the table, but in their place will be uneducated, uninformed, and ill-prepared voices, which is, by the way, how college football got in the position it's in right now, which is largely a mess. So you need those authoritative voices. So who's that going to be? So I asked Kirby that. You can tell, man, he's a little uncomfortable with inserting himself into that role. A lot of these guys are uncomfortable because that's not what they aspired to be. They didn't aspire to be some ambassador. They aspired to be a head coach. But when you take those positions, it is my personal belief that baked into your core responsibility is to go above and beyond just being the face of your program. The biggest ones, the 5 or 10 biggest ones, they have to be ambassadors for the sport as well, or else the sport ends up drifting in a direction we don't want it to go. So Dan Lanning's one of those. I just don't think we have a singular one of those right now.
Interesting. We're talking with the commissioner, Josh Pate, at Late Kick Josh on Twitter. Go give him a follow. The host of Late Kick Live, the Late Kick podcast every Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, 5 o'clock our time, live on YouTube. Looking forward to the show tonight. Kirby had comments since we're talking about him recently about, you know, kind of bemoaning his depth and saying it's, you know, the depth of his depth on his roster because of the transfer portal. And on the one hand, I see that and I think, hey, this is kind of one of those positives of the NIL and the transfer portal, that they can't just stockpile talent and be 100 points better than everybody else. And then on the other hand, I think, am I falling for a Kirby Smart trap right now where he's saying this publicly about his team, even though he knows he has enough depth, but he's trying to throw a little red meat out there into the locker room? What was your read on those comments? And do you think this is maybe a more balanced depth look that we've had at the top of the sport than we've ever had?
He doesn't really do that thing. The latter part of what you said, I mean, he'll try and motivate his guys sometimes, but you follow that guy, you hang around him long enough, you come to learn if he says it, he just means it. He's very brutally honest about that stuff. He's very brutally honest about assessing his team. You know, when I had him in the spring, one of the first things out of his mouth was, I'm really concerned about our defensive depth up front. We're young at safety. They just had to dismiss a guy at safety. They're very young back there. They're probably going to rely on some freshmen to play. Now, they're 5-star, but they got to rely on them to play. They're not their vintage self, able to take over games and suffocate you with 2 or 3 deep guys that are going to play on Sundays on the defensive line. So, like, that's been a concern of his, and it's an overarching concern because you're right. They can't just stack those guys anymore. Now, whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, I guess it depends on your vantage point. I'm sure folks at Boise State think that's a good thing. I think the folks in the South would think that's a bad thing. So that all depends on your perspective. But long term, let me tell you this too. There are some people in the South who believe Kirby Smart is on the backside of his career because of that. Now, that sounds weird because he's not even 50 years old yet. And history says if you're at a premier program like that and you're his age, you still got another 20 years. If he wants it, he still does have another 20 years. There's just there's a school of thought, shall I say, in the South that maybe the changing landscape, some of the things that pushed Nick Saban into retirement could push some of these other guys towards that route as well. And those guys may just be a lot younger than Nick Saban. So it's something to keep an eye on. If you're the head coach at Georgia, you're always going to have the advantage relative to the field. But that's not the way those guys look at it. Those guys look at it as, there's a way I like to do it. There are certain non-negotiables. I'm all about evolution, but then there are certain non-negotiables. And if I have to start, like Dabo's dealing with it right now with the portal, if I start having to venture down the road of revisiting my non-negotiables, that may be a non-starter.
We've talked a lot about Ohio State on this show because, well, Oregon's in the Big Ten now, and we'll see what Washington's going to be, and Lincoln Riley and USC, and Ohio State absolutely loaded. I mean, a ton of people are picking them to win the title, if not the Big Ten Conference at a minimum. And we've noted, like, Ryan Day's record at Ohio State. And we had somebody on CBS yesterday says he's probably the coach most, like, untrustworthy in a big game. That's an obvious name because he's 1-6 against top five. It's just, I'm not always been the biggest Ryan Day guy, but we've just sat here and been like, do you see this record? Do you see how they're recruiting? The discourse, it's not even a question, Josh. The discourse of Ryan Day this offseason has been what to you?
A little warped, I guess, at the very least. Look, there's a reality about recruiting at the level they do and being resourced at the level they are. This is not the NFL. So no one really cares about record. People care about record in the NFL because allegedly everyone starts from the same playing field, and then if you suck, that's your fault. It's not because you make X amount of dollars less than the Raiders or whatever. So in college football, and I don't think this is really unfair, this part of it, nobody cares if Ohio State beats Purdue 10 times out of 10. No one cares about their record against Minnesota. They're supposed to beat them. If they don't, it's a totally different conversation you got to have. You are going to get judged based on your record against a handful of teams. Now, I'll give Ryan Day credit. We've had him on the show twice in the past couple of months, and every time he almost beats you to saying it. The words come out of his mouth before they have a chance to come out of yours, and every time it's, I know what you have to do here. I'm not an idiot. I get it. I know what my job is. I know if I don't beat those teams, they're going to fire me. I mean, those were his exact words when we had him on in the spring. And but at the same time, like, those are his words. Those aren't my words. I look at it, and I always ask myself, all right, what are you really advocating for? Like, when people say that, I really want them to put their cards on the table. Don't speak arbitrarily. Don't fragment your thoughts. Just tell me, if you think that about Ryan Day, let's say he loses to Michigan this year. They go 11-1 in the regular season, lost to Michigan. Let's say they go 10-2. Lose to Oregon and Michigan. That means they're a playoff team. What are you advocating for? Are you advocating for his firing? And if you're advocating for his firing, are you telling me definitively you know you will upgrade from him? The answer is always, well, you know. All right, well, if you don't have a definitive answer, then stop making the definitive statements. I get what people are saying. I think that they will silence a lot of that this year. It's my personal belief they have the team to silence a lot of that this year, and revisiting those statements a few months from now will provide a lot of entertainment. But even here in the moment, even before they've done it, even before we know, I think a lot of it's very warped.
And it's funny how that similar the conversation was about Jim Harbaugh 3 years ago and his record against top five teams and his record against, I think it was 0-5 against Ohio State, and then he finally broke through, and how different the narrative is shortly after. Last one for you, Josh. I know it's a show day for you. We appreciate the verbal commitment sticking today. You wade into these social media bubbles every now and then, and expectations can be all over the map for certain teams. I am seeing Washington fan on one side saying, hey, nobody gave us a chance 2 years ago. We hired Kalen DeBoer, and we we won 10 games and nobody talked about us in the preseason. Look what Jed Fish did at Arizona. And then others saying, we're replacing basically everybody and an entire new staff. 6 wins would be lucky. Just curious your read on Washington as they're going into their first year in the Big Ten with so many changes on that organizational roster.
Yeah, well, they won't be in any kind of conference title contention conversation. I think the best way to gauge that is to listen to the head coach there. I mean, Jed Fish, if anyone's listened to him, has done his best to temper expectation, provide a realistic time frame. He understands they're not starting over in a sense that he's inheriting a poor program. It's a very unique situation. Normally, if you're talking about the kind of lift he has there, it means the guy that you're taking over for got fired. Well, the guy taking over for was so good, he got the Alabama job. The unique circumstance is it just so happens his entire roster left, either to transfer or to the NFL. So you're taking over a really rock-solid program, but it's just you have to rebuild the roster within the program, which is not normally the kind of yin and yang that he's dealing with. So I don't think the multi-year rebuild, but to think this year they're right back in that thing is a little far-fetched. I think he understands that. I think that's why he, at Big Ten Media Day, answered as frequently as possible. His biggest challenge is building a football team, like building a roster. Like, he didn't say program. He said roster for that very reason.
Yeah. It's good to know that Josh Pate verbal commitments still mean something. At Late Kick Josh on Twitter, the host of Late Kick Live, the Late Kick podcast. Tonight, live on YouTube, 5 o'clock our time, also every Sunday and Tuesday, back to 3 days a week now that college football season is upon us. Thanks as always, my man. Looking forward to next week, and we'll chat again soon.
I appreciate it, guys.
There you go. Josh Pate. Good stuff from him.
The phone was glorious
today. We got it. Well done, everybody.
It sounded like a landline.
Good job. Good effort.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Quartet pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.